Welcome back, everyone, to our Groundskeeper Chat series. This one's a little bit different today because we are live from Daytona Beach at the Field Experts SFMA conference. And we are joined by our first guest of the day, our leadoff hitter. He's going to pack a powerful punch to start the day off. Andy Hubbard. Oh, and I guess I should mention my co-host.
Yeah. Weston Applefella here.
Getting daggers over there.
Weston Applefella here. I thought when she said we were going to do this in Daytona Beach, I thought we were going to be on the beach. And so I'm a little disappointed we're in a conference hall here. So
yeah, no windows in sight, but...
Would have been a good touch.
Yeah.
Would have been a good touch.
We did ask Chris to bring sand in and... He couldn't make it happen. So
now if this was all a beach,
I know
Jimmy Buffett, that would be next level.
Yeah. I agree. <Nice.
laughs> I don't know how doable that is. It seems like it's doable.
Next year for Palm Springs, I want some like desert animals. I don't actually know what those are.
Lizards.
But yes, maybe lizards.
The snakes or what?
What are prairie dogs?
Keep the snakes in the box.
Yeah, I'm not a snake fan.
But I am Meg Krueger. I think I forgot to mention that as well. I am the content lead with Pioneer Athletics and your wonderful host. But who is even more wonderful is going to be our guest today. So, Andy, how about we kick it off? We all know your story because you're famous around here. But for anybody who doesn't, give us that elevator pitch, that 5-minute, you know, turf origin story. Because yours is definitely unique and a really cool one to hear.
Ride your dad's coattails till they run out, and then you just start painting the world.
Nepo baby.
Done. Yeah, no, it was a family thing for me. I've been involved in the Pioneer family for quite some time. It's been a great supplier in natural synthetic turf paint for my dad, and that's really how it all started. It started with the big guy, and he just turned 70 now. We're just trying to keep him upright. Mike Hebrard, he's a legend in the game.
That's
legend
for sure.
In his own mind.
That's,
you know,
for sure.
Definitely an impact player, you know. So, I try to keep some of that energy going. And Pioneer has been amazing to me, amazing to my family. Doug at the big Doug, you know. He took me under his wing right off the bat. I think it was in Anaheim, you know. It would have been about 8-9 years ago or something like that. And From there on, you know, I've taken a couple jobs with professional sports teams. And when I took my job with the Dodgers, I let Pioneer know, hey, if any leads come about where you need an application done, give me a shout.
Yeah.
And sure enough, my Southern California rep at the time let me know something came about. So really, it was Pioneer.
Wow.
That has helped me start my
business. At the
origin,
at the core.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love to hear
through
it.
Through and through. So, you know, number one in R&D, number one in customer service. Anytime I've got a great local rep. I know there's a lot of great local reps nationwide. You know, Pierski does a fantastic job for me. But it's oftentimes where we're, he's got a tough job being my rep because we are doing a handful of projects nationwide. So there's oftentimes shipping, like, you know, how
you
that
need it next day.
Legit. I try not to do that too many times a year, but sometimes I do.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's a great segue. Just tell us a little bit about the nature of what you do. You know, you're not coming into the same facility every day. You're not dealing with the same field. Give us, you know, one, what that really looks like, but how you also kind of built that.
Being a one facility guy, I envy those guys to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. I really do. Having that consistency would be awesome.
Yeah.
I have started to dabble in some maintenance contracts, so it's good to kind of see your work through in the renovation game and in the game where you're coming in to paint, let's say, a NFL caliber field for Nike. Mm-hmm. You're in and out. Very rarely am I there through the actual event. Mm-hmm. So those times that I am allowed schedule wise to be there, like for the game, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, because oftentimes we're in there a couple days prior,
mm-hmm.
you know, and kind of in and out and then on to the next one.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's very, very special community that Pioneer has built over decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's if you were to follow that origin back, that goes a long way, you know. Yeah. So
winding waves.
Starts from the top, you know. So, and then that trickle down of culture, really, that's the most important thing that I see with this company.
How many employees do you have with your business?
So
you and
I'm a small company. I'm okay. A pretty small company. I'm very hands-on. There's certain projects where I need to be on the ground, be the one doing the application. Mm-hmm. Other times I've got a really good group of about 3 to 4.
Okay.
That we can share responsibility. We're in Arizona. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the base, the hub of the
home base.
Yeah. So about 7 years ago, my wife and I saw the writing on the wall in Portland, Oregon, which is where we were.
Yep.
And I kind of gave her San Diego, Phoenix, and Denver.
Okay.
That I could have seen. Mm-hmm. Okay. We can get into those Western region markets and I can have a bit of success. Mm-hmm. Phoenix has been a blessing for sure.
Yep.
One thing about Phoenix is there's just tons of natural grass.
Yep.
So that opened the door immediately for logo painting.
Okay.
You know, for Friday nights and stuff like that. So when I came into town in Phoenix, I kind of, you know, I got in town in September. So I kind of missed some of the pre-season athletic director shows and that kind of stuff. So I kind of came in without many clients or anything like that. You know, I had a handful of guys that I had met through spring training and through SFMA, STMA at the time, you know, so I had some connections, but it kind of started off with a local high school where I would just take my dog on a walk and ran into the athletic director and the head maintenance man, kind of by design, kind of told them what I did, and what I saw, what they could be. You know, what their brand could be, and they were a successful football program and all that, and homecoming right around the corner. And that's one of my ADs. Some of my ADs in Phoenix are good at getting POs, and G is one of those guys. So, you know, I shot him an estimate, had a PO the next Monday, and then we were painting that, and that was one of the kind of the first ones. And then from then on, just been able to build great relationships. Brian Johnson over at Arizona State, and now he's working on special projects with the NFL and whatnot. He has been a fantastic asset.
Definitely.
So he was starting to do more and more challenging stuff at Arizona State. And so he ended up passing one of the leads that he had historically through
he was running like some side projects.
I think a lot of guys in this room today are typically, you know, you got to keep the lights on.
That's awesome. I had no idea.
You got to be able to afford the vacay for the family somehow, you know. But oftentimes, and it's not even about that. It's about helping someone who asks.
Yep.
So
yep.
For his story in that case, over at Desert Vista, it had been an ex-player who was then the athletic director.
Okay.
And just needing support. Right. Yep. And so similar to what you guys do, you offer support if somebody needs it, you know. So that was he offered support, you know, and whatnot. And then I was able to connect with him. And then he ended up saying, I got to focus on my actual job.
Yeah.
So he passed that one off to me, and I'm forever grateful for that. And since then, we've worked on some of my special projects together.
Yeah.
Still trying to get the Europe nod or the Germany, like, hey, NFL is in a pinch. But they, man, they got a great traveling crew, especially this year, you know,
lots of familiar faces, you know, trip after trip for sure.
Yeah. On that crew and they do a fantastic job. I mean, the attention to detail is phenomenal. I wish that we could have that level of precision every job, but a lot of weeks we're blunt, like we're going through 20-30 pails.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so we're doing, and that might be 10 colors, and we might be doing 5 sites, you know. Maybe we do, I've kind of got out of the out of the lines. We call it the grid, you know. So your lines, your numbers, your yard marks, basically all the white, I've kind of I just was too much, you know. So specializing in the logo application, the customization, and very, very regularly, we are on a schedule with the athletic director, or a schedule with the coach of what is the theme? Like, tell us.
Yep.
Tell us so we can put a collegiate approach forward.
How long did it take you to build that brand, you know, at the start? We would talk about day one and Brian helping you, and obviously you said Pioneer, so thank you for that. But how long did that take you to build that brand, you know, exponentially over, was it a year? Was it 2 years?
Yeah, 7 years, I bet. Wow. Seven to 10 years, you know. And so I'm 35 in age. I've been helping my dad since I was nine, you know, since I was just getting in the truck and whatnot. But as far as being a professional in the industry, obviously you're not a professional at the age of 15, but you are getting dropped off out of sight with a rake and a shovel and a wheelbarrow, and you asked to do, hey, go make improvements out here, you know? So, truly, I've been involved, heavily involved for about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what were those things that you saw in the industry, you know, starting at nine, whenever you kind of had that first exposure that didn't make you turn the other way, you know, made you dive in head first? Like, what were some of those values in this industry that, you know, today you would want the next generation to see, and the things that you'd want to promote in a sense? That kept you in it, that made you want to join instead of being like, yeah, I don't want to be anything like my dad or what have you.
Sports, being outside, feels good.
Yep.
You know, so getting that sweat equity in is, you see immediate impact in your work, you know, because you're, so let's say you're working a project from 7 a.m. to 2:30 and kickoff that night is at 7 o'clock, and pregame starts at 4:30, 5 o'clock. You know, those people at that game, or you know, Johnny's number is on the field for senior day, and at the at some point, Johnny and his mom and dad and grandpa and a picture of his grandma, because she passed away, are going to be around his number. That is the team color that coordinates with the midfield logo, and that, and his mom's gonna
get
roses.
That's the bread and butter right
there. That's so, you know, it makes me emotional. Yeah. It truly does, because that's what this industry is.
Yep.
Like, we are truly doing it for the student athlete, for your coaches, for your youth, you know. That's why it's so easy to connect in this industry. And sure, there's competition. Sure, there's all sorts of factors, right? You know, as you have vendors and customers and success and profit, you know, you have
human
a
error.
lot of factors in there. But ultimately, at the core of, I'm going to say 99% of the people in this trade show today is going to be, why are you here? You're here because you want to help kids. You know, you want to you want to help athletic programs. So
keep that game alive. Keep it all. And I think we have a question from Chris, so I'm gonna let him.
They just opened the gates. They just opened the gates. This is a live update. There's a live update. They're flooding in. They're grabbing. Pioneer has always done a fantastic job of setting up right in front of the door. It's a mad rush. They're all grabbing their.
They need those neon orange t-shirts.
He wants a shirt. That right over there. That booth. They got all the shirts, the hats, the sunglasses. Pioneer for life.
You don't spend too much. You get plenty more.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, they're all right there. They say, hey, that's where funny. Do I get those sunglasses that just will not break? I tell you what, that is one of the best swag items.
You're supporting it today. I see it on the top of your head.
Absolutely. Well, I had to, before the trade show opened, I had to go over there, grab four sets for three for me, one for a giveaway, just because I like them that much.
I love it. All right, with Chris, did you have a question?
I do. I do. Andy, my name's Chris. I represent the people.
First time.
Questions from the audience.
Questions from the audience. Now, you mentioned how the... How heartfelt it feels to you, the connection when you're making something for the kids, their parents. See, you're a parent now.
Yeah.
And does that give you, and I don't want to make this about your pops. This is all about you. But
oh, God.
As you're a dad now and you're making these connections on the field, Do you feel differently now, the relationship that your dad had with you to bring you to this point in your life than you did, say, maybe when you first started doing this? Is it a deeper level?
We're going to need a therapist over here when he gets out this question.
Yeah, so. And if you want to cry, I got tissues. That's why they brought me in.
Where's the water cooler?
I'm a cry maker. I just, you know, as a dad, I imagine it's got to be really special thinking back. Yeah. You know, you get older and you get wiser. What's that connection for you now?
Man, with me and my dad, it's ever evolving. You know, like a lot of relationships. But I tell you what, I'm very appreciative for the love that we have for each other. And, you know, just recently, Hebby got inducted in the Oregon Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame.
Jeez. I saw that, yeah.
That's
fantastic.
He's big Hall of Famer.
Shout out. Congratulations.
Big Hall of Famer. I don't know that Heb will ever access this interview because he probably doesn't know how to turn on his computer. So, you know, this praise that we're giving right now, you know, I don't know if it's going to come to fruition for him.
Well,
but,
it's a safe space then. Let it all go, buddy.
It's a safe space. This is a podcast. Is this podcast?
Yep, podcast.
Okay, yeah, this is a podcast with probably a lot of views. View coming from Heb? Maybe not. Hopefully so, though. I got a great opportunity to introduce him into the Hall of Fame. And,
very cool.
You know, it just is.
So have you brought your daughter out on the job yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does she have an appreciation of what it means when you go to work, or do you think it's...
No.
Okay.
No. She wants piggyback rides. That's
I love it. Yeah. My son, anytime I'm going to work, he just thinks I'm going on an airplane ride. He's just like, you go airplane? And I'm like, yep, sure.
Yeah, so we,
or he talks about the soundboard, because that's when we go into the office, he saw the soundboard. He's like, you go play with that soundboard? Yep, that's what I do.
The colors. My daughter would be all over that thing. She'd be, you know, I don't know what would happen. It would probably, I don't know if it'd break, blow up, maybe amplify, maybe do a way better job than Chris is doing.
Well, just talking about that, you know, as far as... maintaining a business like this is so much of you. Not only do you have to build up a team and be able to trust them to go do the job, but when things at home are happening, like having a child, you know, how did you manage those waves when it's like you can't just rely on a coworker to pick up your slack for a few months? It's like it's on you.
Still managing those waves.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
You know, truly. And work-life balance is something that I struggle with. It's something that a lot of people in this room struggle with. We are oftentimes abroad, you know, like you say, airplane rides. Yeah, airplane rides is a big part of my life, you know. And trying to find out how we can integrate doing right by your customers and people that are relying on you to your family.
Yeah.
That ultimately should be number one.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big challenge for everybody. I know that's a challenge for me. My wife and I are always trying to find ways to improve in that, you know, because it is very tough. Very tough being having projects. Now we're not living. We're up in Montana now. You know, so I got the girls up there. Yeah. And they're so happy.
Is that a secret? Because I didn't know. I pretty much stalk you online.
I do try to keep a low profile.
You stalk so many people online.
It's true.
It's never a surprise.
9-to-5 job. Yeah. That's really cool, though.
Eight displays in her office. And she's just
eight screens going.
Yeah.
And it's just the ASU grounds crew page, your page, Weston's inactive Twitter page, just... always checking in on people.
Absolutely, you got to. You got to keep. Got to keep everybody. You know, tabs on everybody.
Very cool though. What was the most? Because I know Weston. He just recently did a major move. He moved to the sticks, essentially. You know, Weston could talk a little bit about his motivation, but what took you? Like, I envy people so much that are able to do it.
Just, you got to get to the sticks, Meg.
Just pick
what
up and
doing?
Move. I just.
What are you
I
doing?
Can't. So what really was the motivation for this recent one?
Quiet.
Okay.
Get around a small town environment that has family morals, get tied in with the church. So Phoenix is not an adequate place to raise a daughter that has respiratory issues.
Yep.
It's typically very dusty.
Yep.
My industry is typically very dusty.
Yep.
You know, not only with the painting, but with the infield mixes and everything else, mound clays. But ultimately, it was about trying to get grounded, trying to just get back to the basics.
I love that.
Yeah.
So. I can't let my husband hear that, though, because he'll be like, okay, I'll book the ticket to Colorado tomorrow.
Fact check here, just so anyone gets offended by Meg referring to the sticks. She grew up in the sticks.
Oh, so. I did. Yes.
What was your closest airport?
An hour. Yeah, about an hour.
Okay. So, yeah, we're about an hour right now. And it's a push, you know. It is
I
push,
still have the calluses on my feet from walking barefoot my entire life. Like, no pedicure can solve those
issues.
No
one here wants to hear this. We're on a loudspeaker here.
I forget about that. But no, it wouldn't be about getting out there. It would be going back. It would be, you know, going back to my roots. Good old G-Tucky, shout out.
Weston, where are you living? We're talking sticks. Where you?
I live in nowhere, Vermont. So.
Yeah, how far away is your most like closest?
Hour 10.
Okay, yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Yep.
That's where you want to be. That's where I want to be. But, you know, oftentimes I'm other places.
Yep.
Which is back to the work-life balance.
Definitely. So you talked a little bit about that, you know, the nature of your specific business kind of takes you sometimes away from that game time feeling. Weston, how much of that, you know, was a part of the job, was like seeing, you know, we talk about instant gratification, but how much of that was really a part of the job where it was like, you got to see the end. Look at that. He is going to hear
in the
it.
Building.
Sorry. Another live update from the booth. We have the legend.
Heavy is on his feet. He's supporting his younger brother, which is me, also his son.
This is where you learned.
He's
promotion.
Front row.
He drops
front row.
A magnetic business card. I love it. If nothing but not consistent. love it.
Oh, yeah. Over 40 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I was sports turf before sports turf was cool.
I love it so much. Well, you missed the whole segment where Andy talked very nicely about you. So you'll have to find this because it will be recorded and posted on our website at pioneerathletics.com. Where Andy talked about, you know, the gift that you gave him and bringing him into this industry. So we won't make him say it again, though. He started crying. So.
Free labor. Yeah, he had that right. Man, I thought I was taking my dad to the bank at $5 an hour when I was a kid. And geez, now I'm seeing the auto withdrawals out of my account to take care of my guys. And
oh my gosh.
And then the best part is I give them credit cards to take care of themselves. And so, oh, mo.
Yeah, I love that.
$5 an hour doesn't sound too bad.
I love that. Well, you know, building a brand is one thing, but building that team. You know, you talked a little bit about it before we started recording. What are one of those major attributes or what is one of the top values you look for when you bring somebody into the fold? Because, again, this is your livelihood. This isn't you operating under another big name. This is you. So what do you do if you want to bring somebody into this business? Like, what is that attribute that they need to have?
Heart.
Yep. And what did you care? They have to care.
It stops at heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you truly care, if you truly give a shit, you know,
there goes the explicit tag.
Yeah, Chris, were you on that?
Oh, I missed it.
It's already out there. I could have used the other word, which I would have probably normally used if I wasn't on the microphone, but
I appreciate it.
I doled it down, you know.
Thank you.
But to Meg's question, I mean, you can coach a guy how to create bonding channels in clay. You can coach a guy how to properly use the shields and that I want you an eighth to a quarter of an inch away from the string when we're doing a line.
Yeah.
You know, you can coach a guy, you know, visually, okay, this is why we need to be better on what we call our 50-50 concept. That's a full end zone fill where we're basically, you know, you got a black 621, 619, something like that, and we're making passes. Like, yep. I can mechanically, we can get better. I can't coach you how to care.
Yep, exactly.
You know, I can try to, we can try to build culture. Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely a lot of things that we can try to do to encourage caring and encourage wanting to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, if people don't want to be there,
yeah,
that's the biggest.
So what'd you say? It starts and stops at heart. That's what they got to have.
Well, you got to know how to paint too.
Well, yeah.
Got to know what you're doing.
Well, in respect for your time, and you know, we want to be able to, and I'll let Weston, you got any questions?
I'm good.
Okay, Chris, you got any lingering questions?
The people have not spoken again, so no.
Okay, perfect. And Andy, anything, oh, so our last segment is called The Weather Report, and that is dedicated to our friend Weston over here.
Okay.
Weston's Weather Report. It's his favorite segment because he's always prepared for it.
I forget it every time.
Always has something to say. So we won't put him on the spot this time, but we'll put you on the spot. Being here this week, what has you excited about the future? Whether it's a personal thing in your own business or just this industry, what are you looking forward to in the forecast of SFMA and in our industry as a whole?
I thought this was Weston's weather report.
Nope.
You know, I typically put him on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot today.
Oh, man. The future of the industry, huh? That's what we're talking about?
Yep. Just the forecast. What's got you excited?
What's the forecast? What's got me excited? Man, a lot of things. A lot of things, honestly, have me excited.
The Pioneer Party tonight?
Sure. Go ahead and get that plug in there. Go ahead and get. I didn't get the.
8 p.m. at Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and
Joe's. It's not something we're publicizing?
Well, people are going to start showing up at Joe's Crab Shack whatever day they're listening to this at 8 p.m.
All Daytona residents, please report.
Every night, 8 p.m.
Ongoing Pioneer Party.
Yeah. So the weather report, it looks optimistic for tonight. Yeah. That is one thing. That's one thing I do know.
But I'm sorry, I did cut you off. You had something but much better to say.
No, I don't think I had much. What I do have is just forecasts and weather and all this stuff. Just looking forward to continuing to build great relationships.
Yep.
You know, that's really what it's all about. That is what drives my small business forward, is relationship building. And, you know, there's a lot of things that this guy that can't hear us right now taught me.
And we got a speaker.
That is do what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest and easiest thing to do in business. And when you think about that, it makes sense. You know, absolutely. It's mm-hmm. sometimes it's tough to show up.
Yep.
It's you know, maybe McKenzie's sick, or maybe a tire on a trailer pops on the 202 in 115 degrees, or maybe, you know, there's all sorts of factors. But how easy is it to, you know, ship paint on time or get Doug the right PMS number, you know? So that's huge. And but just relationship building, I'm looking forward to continuing that. Just the technology in the industry is ramping up, just like any industry right now. So, yeah, I'm fired up for the future. I'm fired up to continue to build a great team. I've got a really good core group
Let's
right
give
now.
Them a shout out. Their handles.
Okay. We got The Company Man.
We sure do. Brandon Roberts.
We got AA War Dog.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you got to give him a follow.
Okay.
Yeah. You
I'm going right now.
Follow. A War Dog. I don't know if there's an underscore in there.
New people to stalk.
But that is, that's Henry Brockmiller. What's great full circle about that is his father was actually one of my first jobs at a t-shirt printing shop.
Okay.
So I kind of gave Heavy the ultimatum, and I said, hey, listen, man, if I'm not making $100 a day, I'm going to OC Sports and I'm going to be selling gloves, you know? So, you know, he was able to pull me away, but I was working for the Superdog, which is the War Dog's. War Dog is the spawn of the Superdog.
Okay? Nice.
And so he does a great job maintaining, and we got some green applications out, you know. He loves the sprayer, loves the mower. He's a big equipment guy. So great job of reporting back. And then we got Smitty.
I think I've gotten a video of Smitty. Or is he the coveralls?
No, that's Lizzie.
Okay.
Lizzie's by the beach somewhere.
Okay.
He's out of the fold now.
Change pace.
Yeah, we wish him well. But Smitty is... Marquette Morrell.
Okay. I love it.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's the video you sent of me. He was painting the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smitty. We love.
Wasn't joking when I said stalking.
That, folks, wraps up our episode.
with a restraining order at the end.
Yeah.
But no, truly, we appreciate your time. We're excited to see, you know, what comes from the rest of the conference, but definitely excited to see how athletic applications continues to grow. And is a great example of, you know, somebody putting their business on their back and just making it happen. So
and look at this. You flow right in to the number two spot.
Yes.
Look at that.
Number
at
two,
that.
Make sure that is.
Number two spot, and number one in our hearts.
He's early. So, hey, okay. I got a walk. I took the count to full. I battled off some pitches, some tough questions. I got on base.
He set it up nicely for you.
It's up to you.
But really, thank you, Andy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Happy to be here.